Psalm 123, Preface. A faithful servant who diligently performs the labor appointed to him justly looks to the hand of his master for provision and protection, trusting that his master, as an honest and true man, will stand by him and will not countenance abuse and injury which is heaped upon him. So should our eyes look unto the Lord, our hearts being fixed in this trust, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. If his help seems to tarry, we should not waver, it will surely come. And as he who strikes the servant insults the master, so he who maliciously wrongs the Christian insults the Lord, and is found as one touching the apple of his eye. If we look unto God as our Lord, who has purchased us with his own blood in Jesus Christ, and if we serve him in singleness of heart, who then shall be against us? Balaam was hired and paid to curse Jacob, but he blessed and could not curse. When the Lord blesses, the cursing of man cannot hurt. When he protects, none can harm. When he exalts, no man can abase. Trust in the Lord and be safe, as the 123rd Psalm assures. Condition and comfort of God's people, a song of degrees. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Summary. This psalm comforts the humble Christians against the proud and the high-minded who despise and ridicule the simplicity of the gospel and who contemn the true Christians. Not only did the heathen hate and despise the Jews, but also the liberalists among the Israelites, those who united the worship of idols with the worship of the Lord, represented those as bigoted and narrow-minded who adhered scrupulously to the worship of God as prescribed by Moses. In Isaiah's time, the liberalists had so increased that he compares the daughter of Zion, that is, the number of true worshipers, with a besieged city. In these latter days of the world, the company of those who scrupulously abide in the word of the Lord are despised by freethinkers, decried by liberalists, and denounced by fanatics of many minds. But if we must be derided as being bigoted and not progressing with the times, let us remember that God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and whose word changes not, will be with us and will not withdraw his grace from us. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who art seated at the right hand of thy Father, a Lord of heaven and earth, restrain the enemies of thy church, and uphold thy faithful followers. Let us not fall from thee because of the scorn of the world and the mockery of the proud, but grant us courage to confess thy name unto our end, and cause the wicked to see thy power, and the upright thy truth. Amen.